Immerse yourself in the Lord's culture. Attending the temple is like being immersed in the Lord's culture for two or three or more hours. If we do it consistently, regularly, prayerfully, earnestly, sincerely, it starts to plant in us the Lord's lens, the outlook of a celestial culture. However, if we are not aware of the lens through which we interpret life, we may interpret our temple experience through the cultural lens of our upbringing or our present situation. Just to illustrate, efficiency is one of the high values in my world. It is not as high as effectiveness. Effectiveness is doing the right things, but efficiency is doing the right things right, doing them quickly. I've even tried to be efficient in my temple worship in the way I organize to get there, dress rapidly, and hope that I don't have too long of a wait in the chapel. And even though I accept that the endowment session usually runs a little over an hour and a half, I'll often put my mind into an efficient state of trying to learn more about the endowment, or even try to do two things at the same time mentally, then spend a few minutes in the celestial room, rush to get dressed, and then run off to some other activity. But if you attend the temple faithfully, the culture of the temple starts to affect you, and you realize you can't force natural processes like the 6 days of creation. Each one follows upon the previous one and builds on it. I've even found myself trying to be efficient in my prayers and in scripture reading and in lesson preparation and in teaching and in human interactions. But I learn over and over again, usually the hard way, that efficiency with God, with others, and with self all fail. With people, with God, and with self, generally I have found that fast is slow, and slow is fast. That is a hard lesson that I am continually relearning, because efficiency is such a deep value in my life and in the culture I am immersed in. My hope, however, is that once I am aware of this cultural lens, I can take it into account and subordinate it to higher values. If I am not aware of it, then I am enslaved by it. But the temple can help us overcome our cultural short-sightedness and begin to understand the eternal view of our Father in heaven. A house of learning. The temple is the place where heaven and earth touch. Think about that. It's a place of revelation, where the fullness of the Holy Ghost dwells. It is the Lord's true university, where things long withheld from the children of men, the higher doctrines, the mysteries of godliness, the truths pertaining to our movement into the celestial world are given to us. The scriptures speak of the temple as a house of learning and a place of instruction. By regularly participating in the temple ordinances and giving our complete attention to them, we begin to see how the whole thing is tied together and how God is training the minds and hearts of His children. He is educating us under the influence of the Holy Spirit and rewriting the scripts of our lives. If we properly prepare ourselves, we will receive a new wealth of knowledge every time we go. A woman tells how she learned to receive personal revelation when attending the temple. This is how she put it. For 17 years I went to the temple, believing that the only thing I was supposed to do was to be the eyes and ears of the deceased people for whom I was doing the work. So I sat there with my eyes open so that they could see everything and my ears open so that they could hear everything. And that was all I did for 17 years. Then I read an article about the temple being a house of revelation, and that we were supposed to go there seeking revelation. That it was not only permissible, it was what we were supposed to be doing. Well, what a revelation! And the floodgates opened. I learned that I could go to the temple seeking personal revelation, as well as looking for revelation about what the ordinances mean. I take something personal to the temple every time now. I will never go without a question, without a concern, because I know it will be answered. I will always, always walk away with the impression of what I need to do. I know I'll get it. Sometimes it comes in the car on the way there. Sometimes it's on the way back. Sometimes it will come a day later. But if you go to the temple with your concern, I feel like there's too much spirit there for it to be missed. You just go there in prayer, often fasting, and those concerns are addressed." Close quote.